Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm going to start out with a quote. The purpose of government is to enable the people of a nation to live in safety and happiness. Government exists for the interests of the governed, not for the governors, which means, you know, the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. And that is a Thomas Jefferson quote. I have a little article that I want to share with you before I bring Melody on. I had kind of explained this to her a little bit on by telephone this morning. We were texting back and forth. But this came to me early in June, and I marked it for a Melody show. And the threat to national security that hardly anyone is watching. Well, that's not true, because some of us are watching it. This is written by Representative Andy Biggs. He says, when I was elected in 2016, the national debt was nearly $20 trillion. The annual structural deficit, meaning how much more the federal government spends than it rakes in, approached $1 trillion. Now, the national debt exceeds $21 trillion. He says, for many months, tax and regulatory reform has stimulated the economy, producing record federal revenue. Sadly, our deficits continue to rise. With help from Democrats, Republicans spend wildly in the recent omnibus bill. As it turns out, he says, Republicans like to spend other people's money just as much as the Democrats do. I constantly remind my colleagues that our national debt and deficit spending constitutes an existential threat to the nation. In fact, I recently introduced a resolution with more than two dozen of my colleagues acknowledging that America's debt jeopardizes our nation's security. We are not alone in making this case. President Donald Trump's national security assessment acknowledges that our national debt is a great hazard. Earlier this year, Secretary of Defense James Mattis stated that any nation that can't keep its fiscal house in order eventually cannot maintain its military power. And I added my two cents. Heck, we can't even keep anything under control in this nation. We're like crazy. Going on with the article. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats echoed these sentiments. Our continued plunge into debt is unsustainable and represents a dire future threat to our economy and to our national security. And I might remind you that that's exactly what they're doing on purpose if you go back and read the article, Useful Idiots. That's from me, not him. Going on, former Secretaries of Defense Leon Panetta, Ash Carter, and Chuck Hagel warned that an increase in the debt will, in the absence of a comprehensive budget and that addresses both entitlements and revenues, force even deeper reductions in our national security capabilities. In 2011, former chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, Michael Mullen, warned, I believe the single biggest threat to our national security is debt. I put in parentheses, Congress. The most basic purpose of the federal government is to protect Americans from enemies, foreign and domestic. But in the area of debt, the famous words of the satirical comic character Pogo are, we have met the enemy, and the enemy is us. I put in parentheses, Congress. This is written by a congressional member. So he's not telling you this, but he goes on in his article. We in Congress must recognize the existential threats of a runaway spending and surging debt. Otherwise, we will one day wake up and realize that we can no longer fulfill the requisite purpose of our federal government. His voice, this is coming from me, might be sincere, But in my opinion, Congress as a whole has ignored their original purpose. He goes on, our House resolution calls upon all members of Congress to listen to the warnings of national security leaders from both sides of the aisle and to take necessary measures now to keep the cauldron of crisis from boiling over. He wrote this article at the 1st of June, around the 11th. And since that time, Congress has done nothing but create more division in this nation. You can blame President Trump if you will, but it is Congress who makes the laws, all of them. And it is Congress, the House, who controls, not guards, the purse, your tax dollars. It was Congress who turned our currency and economic matters over to a global foreign banking entity, aka the Federal Reserve. And it was Congress who voted in your income tax. And it was Congress who agreed to pay for you to pay Social Security. They refuse to do their jobs unless that job is creating distractions and chaos, for which they are quite good. Our guest today is Melody Cederstrom. I thought of you when I read this article, and I had to do just a little bit of research, so I kind of have some questions for you, but they're right. The national debt is a threat to our security. Don't you think, Melody? By the way, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. I always loved being here. And absolutely it is. And all of these distractions, I mean, when was the last time you hear, once in a while you might hear a blurb about our debt, but certainly everyone is ignoring it because, the stock markets are doing what they're supposed to do. But here's an example of our national security, and it can be just the Defense Department, but let's look at, we hear a lot of talk about trade, about our tariffs. And the reason we put tariffs on steel and aluminum because it was a security. It was a national security threat. Well, now you hear Trump's trade talk is softening because it's going to affect the stock markets, and heavens forbid. But that is a security. He can't do what perhaps he wants to do because it's going to affect everything else. And to me, that is putting our national security at risk, because some of these things he should be doing. But if he starts out strong and softens up, is it truly a negotiating tool to making a deal? Or is it because he can't do it?
I was going to say, are they pushing him back?
They're pushing them back because the stock markets is going to fall. Then we'll have the reset sooner than later. And the day of reckoning for the abusive treatment of our monetary system, the day of reckoning will be here. And they're trying to, stall that for as long as possible. So it is a national security threat and our debt. And there's things we can't do because of the amount of the debt. The rates rise. Should rates rise? Probably. But you know what? Then we can't service the debt that we have on the books. We're beholden to other nations.
Enslaved, we would say.
However you want to put it. We're to other nations. And for them to continue to buy our debt, so we function. So we just function. So, yes, government's hands, President Trump's hands, are tied to some degree because of the amount of debt. He can't do what he wants to do. And when you see him softening on these positions and so forth, I think it's because of the debt. He can't do it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And it is kind of scary when we're at that point. It's like a teeter-totter, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the gold standard and how that all brought about. We've been in debt since the beginning of this nation, but it is just escalating. And I was going to ask you when we come back a little bit about the gold history and how that has played at doing away with the gold standard, if that and how that has played into this debt situation that we have. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom, a sponsor of this show with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. I'm going to have her give me a little lesson or two because, you know, Melody, we've done a lot of talking. We've done a lot of shows together. And I really admire how you're able to keep up with the economic news. And we talk about the fiat dollars, and we talk about the gold standard, and we talk about gold and silver. And when I read that article, I saved it because I thought of you, because it is a great threat to our national security. And again, I go back to Congress. So I wanted this morning, and I should have started this weeks ago, but I wanted this morning to kind of look up the history of the gold standard and what happened to it and the history of debt in this nation. Well, we started out in debt. The Revolutionary War started us out with $75 million in debt. And so I don't guess we've ever been in the black. We've always been in the red. But when I was reading about the gold standard and when it left, I want you to kind of, because I know you kind of have this in your head because you know all about it. But when I got to reading about it back in April of 1933, and Roosevelt ordered all gold coins and gold certificates in denominations of more than $100 turned in for other money. I remember you talking about that before. He said it required all persons to deliver all gold coin, gold bullion, and gold certificates owned by them to the Federal Reserve. And that was by May 1st of that year, I guess, for the set price of $20.67 per ounce. It says by May 10th, the government had taken in $300 million of gold coin and $470 million of gold certificates. 2 months later, a joint resolution of Congress obligated the gold clauses in many public and private obligations that required the debtor to repay the creditor in gold dollars of the same weight and fineness as those borrowed. Excuse me. Then it says, in 1934, the government price of gold was increased to $35 per ounce, effectively increasing the gold on the Federal Reserve's balance sheets by 69%. And the increase in assets allowed the Federal Reserve to further inflate the money supply. And I wrote back here and put a question mark by it, a Ponzi scheme. It looked to me like they kind of reaped in some benefits there. Now, am I incorrect in that?
No, you're not incorrect. And, you know, when the Federal Reserve was created in 1913, you know, we still had gold that dictated the value of the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it does take us up to 1933 when the gold standard did end for the United States. And you basically had a wave of bank runs, even though the Fed was created, that was resulting in a massive bank failures. And, you know, this was all the beginning of the Depression from 1930 to 1933. So the Fed had basically failed to provide sufficient liquidity to enable these banks to meet their customers' demands for cash, and mainly because it was attached to the gold standard. So for the Fed to generate enough cash to meet the public's change demand for it, it would have had to have create much more money and to lower interest rates. Lower interest rates, however, would have sped up the export of gold from the country, as you had investors looking abroad for higher returns. And again, you know, here it all comes back to investors. It all comes back to what is best for everyone else. Creating more paper money would have created doubts about the ability of the United States to remain on the gold. But these doubts, you know, just gave way. And the greater the incentive to export gold, reducing the gold reserves, making it harder to maintain the dollar at its legal gold value, hence to keep the economy from collapsing, they confiscated gold. In 1933, they were able to create all the social programs that were needed to eventually pull us out. Your Social Securities was later done, and this is what they've done ever since. Every time we go into some sort of an economic problem or an economic contraction, you know, they create something, a program, an investment, because it's all about investors, to which we become deeper and more obligated in debt. Then you have your wars and everything else. The social programs continue to grow. More and more people get on the program. Less and less people are paying into the programs. And, you know, it's a Ponzi scheme
mm-hmm.
that's just ready to collapse. They have been able to carry this on, this fiat currency, certainly longer than most countries have been able to do so in the past. But yet we're dealing on a never in the history have we been able to combine our debts and investments with countries around the world. You know, never before with technology growing has there been the ability to synchronize the world economies, the stimuluses that are putting into these economies, because all of the major, well, all the governments are, there's no monetary system that's backed by gold. So you continue to see this debt problem grow, not only here in the United States, because there's nowhere else they can go. They can't stop spending. That's why the last
omnibus
spending bill, there wasn't any spending cuts. Good grief. They spent $1.3 trillion in 6 months from September of last year.
Gee.
These are incredible numbers.
When I was reading that and I realized what a Ponzi scheme this really is, it's kind of scary because a Ponzi scheme is going to collapse eventually.
They do.
And
absolutely.
The American people simply are not aware. Like I said, I admire you because you keep up with all this. I try to chase everything else and I kind of skim over this, but I decided I was really going to look at it this morning. And, and as I was reading this, and this is, I don't even remember where this one was from. It's some of them were from a place where I couldn't necessarily trust because they were from the Federal Reserve. I couldn't really trust what they were saying. So I wanted to read something else. And when I read that, and I thought, well, my gosh, that's a Ponzi scheme. They take everybody's money and then they up it. You know, they take everybody's gold and silver and then they up the amount and sell it back. So
the CBO came out with a report yesterday. And it was the U.S. debt burden set to break record in early 2030s. Mm. Now, debt is to share the U.S. economy is on track to blow through the previous World War II era record within 2 decades and keep rising from there. This is what the Congressional Budget Office said in its annual long-term budget report. But that is based on generally assuming no change in current laws. Growing budget deficits would push debt held by the public from the current level of 78% of the economy to almost 100% of gross domestic product by 2028 and 152% of GDP by 2048. That's if all things stay the same, and we know that doesn't happen. And this amount would be the highest in the nation's history by far, the report said. The current record for debt as a share of GDP was set in 1946 when it hit 106%. I read reports were already at 105+, but this is from the CBO. Debt as a share of the economy is projected to exceed the level in fiscal 2034 under the latest projections, 1 year earlier than in last year's long-term budget. So in a year, we whacked off a year. So I can only imagine what it's going to be. I mean, this is... we know the government numbers are never what they are.
Oh no, they always fudge them. They always fudge them a little bit.
Them. So
they're pencil pushers.
So we are at the highest debt ever, and people think we can just grow ourselves out of our problem. And the problem is too big.
We can't do it on an individual level, and you can't do it on a national level. You can do it for a while, and obviously we've gotten away with it for a long time, and maybe we will a little longer. Who knows? You know, what's going to happen. But even with some of the other things that we see taking place, I know that President Trump is trying. He's trying to, I wasn't really necessarily on the Trump train at the beginning. I don't know that I really am right now. I'm just kind of watching, sitting back and watching what's taking place. I think he really is trying to do things, but I thought, we run it as a corporation and a business. Maybe we need a businessman running it. But I think there's too many others that,
We need a constitutionalist running it.
We need a constitutionalist running it. But even back then, we were in debt, and there were those who encouraged it. I was reading something this morning where Hamilton was praising the debt. We're going into a break. Joe is holding. He's been very patient. Joe from Arkansas, I will go to you. We will come back with you when we come back from this break. The number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Melody, Beth Ann, and Joe. We're going to be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines because Joe's been quite patient with us. Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Well, I'm still getting by. How are you, Beth?
I'm still getting by, too. What's on your mind?
What I called about was I would like to point out how our current free trade policies are also a threat to the national security and also a huge contributor to the debt.
Oh, I agree.
You're saying it's a threat to the national security. Okay, that's this. Okay. We have got, because of our free trade policies with NAFTA and GATT, which were inspired by Agenda 21 of the United Nations, what NAFTA and GATT are doing is implementing what Agenda 21 of the United Nations calls for. Because of that, we have got completely dependent on foreign countries for most of the goods that we buy in the stores. You know, clothing, all our electronics come mostly from China. Furniture, every sort of manufactured goods, tools, the tools that used to be made in the USA, they're all now made in Mexico. And, you know, pretty much everything we buy in the stores now, most of it comes from foreign countries. And so when you have a country with as many enemies as the United States does, and having to depend on foreign countries, some of them enemy countries, for just about everything it needs to economically survive, you can see that that country is in a very, very, very precarious position, particularly in regards to China. And we get all, you know, life these days completely depends on these iPhones and these computers and smartphones and all the electronic devices that we have. And they're all made in China. And so I talked to an American businessman several months ago who spent 10 months in China, and he told me that the Chinese attitude is that we are always at war. Our number one enemy is the United States,
wow,
and the battlefield is everywhere. So I'm sure that China is using the trade situation with the United States as a means to weaken the United States and build up itself and the traders to America in our government who support this policy, who support China. They're doing the same thing. And so so we've built up this huge trade deficit with China and gotten completely, and we've gotten dependent on borrowing money from them.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten dependent on them for, you know, all sorts of items, especially the electronics, which are, you know, just absolutely essential to doing things in the modern way in the modern world. And so I am sure that as soon as China, as soon as the government of China feels that they have gotten strong enough, and the United States has gotten weak enough, you know, their first priority agenda item is to conquer the United States. So our trade, our free trade policies with China are a threat to the national security. And as far as the debt goes, of course, because we have had these free trade policies, we have had so many millions of people go out of work and go on welfare or unemployment or something like that, for which the government has to borrow a lot of money so as to pay them those benefits because they're not working and earning the money to support themselves. And because we have this huge trade deficit with so many hundreds of billions of dollars draining and draining and draining and hemorrhaging out of the country every year, then to keep the economy going, you know, the government and the corporations and all the people, you know, have to borrow and borrow and borrow money to keep something of an economy going in this country.
Okay.
And so the truth is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to say something about
Well, I was going to try and get Melody to chime in. I know that we agree with you on this. Go ahead, Melody.
Yeah, Joe, you're all fired up.
She is fired up.
I mean,
well,
I agree with you, and it's something we should be fired up about.
Exactly.
I mean, I agree with you, and I don't argue with you. But the problem is,
my question is, why am I the only person in the country that's fired up about this?
Well, I think there's more than just you.
Yeah.
I think there's more than just you that's fired up about it.
Some of them are shy; they don't call in.
But these are our problems. I mean, these are the problems. And so, you know, and it's just like, hey, I heard at the G7 meeting, President Trump had said to all the other members, why don't we all drop all our tariffs?
Nobody did that.
You know, drop all our duties.
Mm.
Let's not charge any of us to trade. Well, they weren't going to go along with that. You know, so they continue to put tariffs on our stuff going in there. And, but it all comes back, and it does come back to how things are going to affect the stock markets, Wall Street. I mean, it's just like the tariffs and the steel and so forth on some of the products coming out of China, and iPhones are one. You know, that's where all those iPhones are made. And to make an iPhone, you have products from three or four different countries also that ship their stuff to China. China puts it together and ships it back to us.
Right.
Well,
you know,
President Trump said he would exclude Apple. So, you know, that's how these multinational companies are also influencing decisions coming out of Washington.
Mm.
And, you know, it's, you've got these, so every little bit helps,
yeah.
But the bottom line is we have debt too great to be paid, and it was going to come back, and it's going to haunt people who have retirement plans and pension funds. There's $20 trillion sitting there. They're not going to let them walk away with it and retire happily into the sunset of your golden years. That's not going to happen. So this is where we're at. And I believe, what I personally believe, and what I support President Trump on, I think he's feeling his way on what he can do with these tariffs and so forth. And if there was ever a time for the United States to fight back on these, it's now. Because when we do have a world collapse, when the world is reset, I think it'll position us in a better place, where maybe we'll fare better than everybody else around the world. So,
and you know, I don't want to just get off on this. And Joe, you've just made so many good points. I appreciate it so much. But you know, oh, absolutely. We need them fired up every day. We need everybody. Yes, quickly.
Yeah, okay. Well, number one, Trump saying that all the countries should drop all their tariffs. No, what that would do is would create a worldwide depression because all the working people in the world would have
worldwide
to compete against the
lowest wages. Anyway.
What? Yeah, if that was done, all the working people everywhere in the world would have to compete against the lowest paid wages anywhere in the world. So the purchasing power of the people that produce that work and produce the stuff would go down, and therefore there'd be a depression because the working people, you know, wouldn't get paid enough to buy anything. And so that's not a good idea. You know, what people refuse to accept and people absolutely kind of refuse to study this thing and find out the history of the thing and find out protectionism and tariffs actually are good policy. You know, they keep the purchasing power of the working people up and they actually create more prosperity than you have with free trade. And the other thing I wanted to say is that just having a gold standard. Yeah.
Tariffs doesn't protect the purchasing power of the people. Gold protects the purchasing power of the people.
Well, it can be a combination because you know, a gold standard by itself does not. Let me make my point, please. A gold standard by itself does not guarantee prosperity. You know, of course, the people that came to America in the early days of the country, they were coming from European countries where they were very, very poor, you know, and those countries had gold and silver money back in those times. You know, but because, you know, their economic policies were so bad in so many other ways, just the fact that they had gold money, you know, didn't make the country prosperous. You know, there has to be also good trade policy. You know, taxes can't be too high. There can't be too much regulation. People have to be able to own their own property and all these kinds of things. There has to be good economic policies in lots of other ways. You know, gold does stop the government from borrowing too much money, going too far into debt, and it stops inflation. Yes, absolutely. But just the fact that you have gold money, you know, doesn't make everybody automatically prosperous. The record of history is clear. Throughout most of history, you know, all the countries have had gold and silver money, but most of the people have been absolutely dirt poor.
And I want to talk about that when we come back. Joe, I'm going to let you go because I have somebody else that actually wants to talk about that reset. When we come back from the break, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We haven't even said much about what we're actually trying to promote today. Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And visit her website by going to DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. You can give her a call here at 877-895-5410, or you can visit her at, I've just about lost your number, 375. Give me the number, 1-800-375-4188. All right, thank you. We're heading into a break, and we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. SCJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I am visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I kind of botched up the phone number when we were going into that break, so I'm going to give it again. Her number in the office is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You can visit her website, sign up for her newsletter at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. One of my listeners sent me a message earlier this week and said they just got your newsletter dropped into their email box, and they were pretty excited about it. So,
well, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You're gaining little by little. You're gaining here. We're going to go to the phones. Roger wanted to talk about the reset. We'll see what he's got to say. Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you today? Are you there, Roger? Did we lose Roger? I guess we lost Roger. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today? Neil? Oh, we got Roger. Roger! Are you there? I think he's upset with his phone. I'm not sure. We're going to go to Neil. Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today?
Hello?
Yeah, Neil, how are you?
Okay. Yeah, it dropped a call. I just now called back.
Oh, okay. Well, that wasn't intentional. What's on your mind today?
With your phone system.
No, it's not mine, I don't think.
The problem is the economy is running on a false basis, which, of course, is the Federal Reserve note. But there's nothing that the individual is going to be able to do to put a stop to what's going on in this country, so you need to go back to what the Bible tells you to do. Revelation 18:4 says, come out of my people that you be not partaker of her sins nor receive of her plagues. It also says that the borrower is servant to the lender. If you don't want to be a servant to the Federal Reserve, you've got to quit borrowing. You've got to get yourself out of debt. Now, some people simply walk away from their debt. They move to some other part of the country, work in the underground economy. There's no way for the credit card companies locate them or squeeze any money out of them. If you're working for an employer, of course, you've got a situation where the employer can take it out of your paycheck on a garnishment. But if you're working in the underground economy, you know, if you're mowing lawns for people or are working on their homes for cash, there's no way for them to track you or to hunt you down. So there are ways to get out of the system. That's one of the fraud that's been perpetrated on our people in this country through the banking system. And it was fraud from the beginning. You know, the Federal Reserve Act allowed a foreign corporation to come in here and put their paper into circulation with no backing, no money to back it, no gold or silver firm backing what they were putting in there, whereas U.S. Treasury notes were all backed 100% by gold or silver. Well, the Treasury note, there's no way it was going to compete with a note that didn't have to have any backing. And the government did it so they could borrow that paper into circulation and inflate the economy and rip the people off and take away their gold. That's basically what it was set up and engineered to do. And now we've got the mess we're in today. But if you want to get out of it, get out. Get your own place. You know, the U.S. Supreme Court has said that the citizens of this country are sovereigns without subjects. Now, how is that possible? You have to be sovereign over something. Well, it's the land. The original requirement for U.S. citizenship required you to be a state citizen. Every state had a requirement that you were a landowner. If you weren't a landowner in the 13 states, you couldn't be a state citizen. If you couldn't be a state citizen, you couldn't be a U.S. citizen. That's the Immigration and Naturalization Act, 1790. So, you know, that's what defines citizenship. You've got to be a landowner, unless you're a 14th Amendment citizen subject, you know, and they call you a citizen subject, make you a subject, just like the people of England were subject of the royal house, of the queen.
Okay.
So you got to get sovereignty, and you got to get your sovereignty back by getting a piece of land that's yours and get your patent on it so you prove title. You know, without the patent, you don't have title. So this is what the people need to be doing as individuals. Once you've got your ground secured by your patent, then you start accumulating your gold and silver, guns, ammunition, food, everything you're going to need to survive the coming collapse. That's what's coming.
Okay.
This whole thing is going down. Everybody knows it. It knows anything.
All right. I'm going to let you go because I need to get Melody back on here, and we need to talk about some things. Thank you very much, Neil. Melody, we know that it's a Ponzi scheme. We know that we've been fooled, but we know that you can help people get their gold and their silver.
You know, and I do want to say, yeah, we do have a gold history, but when we have had gold history, it did protect people's purchasing power. And certainly not all rulers and governments of various times throughout history were the best to their people. But the purchasing power and so forth, I'm not going to go back and do a comparison and so forth. And I do believe what Joe was saying as far as free trade and, you know, not free trade, but, you know, fair trade and so forth. And it's great. We get it. But what happens now? You know, and what happens now is not going to be friendly to those people who have pensions, retirement funds, who have, you know, thought they had savings. They're the ones that are going to hurt. We're all going to hurt. They're going to hurt worse because they were depending on a decent retirement account. And it might be in paper now, and that's the whole point. They need to get those funds protected. We can buy gold and silver for bartering. We can buy gold and silver to protect our purchasing power. And we can buy gold and silver to convert those paper dollars in their retirement accounts into something that will protect them. As Neil says, this is all going to come down. It's all going to hit us on the head. I don't care how many tariffs you put on. I don't care how many, you know, as we go along trying to protect what we have left. And I think what Trump is doing now is a good thing, because again, it's positioning this country for when we do have the reset, perhaps we can come out a little bit ahead of everyone else. We are going into a world depression, whether anybody likes it or not, or wants to admit it. You know, so they're all fighting for all these other countries are all fighting for their positions.
Right.
They're all setting it up because everybody knows it's coming.
It's like
everyone.
A big chessboard, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
You know, we're watching these plays being unfolded.
We're down to
we're
down to less than a minute here.
We have 90% silver, 50-cent pieces that are on sale. Gold has dropped. I've adjusted the price a little bit for a $25 face value for $320. These are 50-cent pieces, Kennedy half dollars, and Ben Franklin's $25 face value for $320.
Wow, that's good.
And I do expect, I don't know what's really pushing gold and silver down. There's, it's a bargain basement special right now.
A bargain basement special on Beth Ann.
It truly is. It truly is.
I'm going to give your number. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Melody, thank you so much. We covered an awful lot of territory today.
We really did. It was a great show.
It really was. Thank you so much. And thank you for all that you do for here and for America, because I know that you are fighting the battle, boots on the ground, and doing the best you can. And I appreciate you so much for what you do for us and what you do with your other shows and the things that you keep going and plugging along and what you do for your customers. I appreciate it so much. It takes every single one of us to put it all together, to figure it all out, and to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.